From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the opening of the UN General Assembly Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of our planet, and he included North Korea.
It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
Mr. Trump also had a warning about the North's growing nuclear and missile threat.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction for many.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos.
In a clear reference to the 2015 nuclear agreement, Mr. Trump said we cannot abide by a deal if it provides cover for an eventual nuclear program. Kenyan police used tear gas to break up pro-government demonstrations outside the Supreme Court following its nullification of the August election, which President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner. Chief Justice David Maraga said the threats have increased against the judiciary.
These demonstrations have bordered on violence and are clearly intended to intimidate the judiciary and the individual judges.
Maraga said judges would not be intimidated and were prepared to pay the ultimate price to protect the Constitution and rule of law. This is VOA News.